So I'm joined on the line now with Dornick. Dornick, how's it going?
I'm good, thank you, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's been a very busy period for you, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It has, man. A lot's been going on. But yeah, all exciting.
And you've just released your new single, God Knows.
So, no, it was amazing putting it together, man. It was like literally, I got in the studio with Josh from Jungle and we just vibed it out. And yeah, like that's how it came about, really, man. Just literally connected and vibed. And that's how God Knows came about.
Who is it about? A girl?
I mean, the song's quite loose. I mean, like, you can kind of take it how you really want. It's like, there was, you know what I mean? There's no like, real structure. It's about a girl, but I mean, like, it's like, you don't know which girl or, you know, I'm talking about and stuff like that. So, I mean, you can kind of, like, take it how you want. It could be about, yeah, it's quite loose. It's quite a loose track. It's just vibey.
It could be about anything. Now, how did you feel when you spotted it in the Spotify viral chart?
Oh, man, that felt amazing. Like, I'm just so, you know, so happy. Over the moon about all the love that it's getting, you know, and the response and everything. Really over the moon about that, man.
And when you dropped the track, you published a letter, and in this letter, it said you're working on a video. What's going to be in that video? You're going to give us a little teaser.
That's right. Well, all I can say for now, that is, you know, vibey, quirky, and that's all I can say for now. But yeah, it's a fun video. Like, it's pretty cool. Well, I hope you think it's cool anyway, and I hope everyone likes it. But yeah, it's a vibey, quirky video. That's all I can say on that for now.
That's good. So obviously, some of the music critics are saying that you sound a bit like Michael Jackson. That's a huge compliment.
That is a massive compliment. It's actually a huge, huge compliment. He's the king, man. Like, he, you know, reason why, like, I wanted to do music in the first place. Like, and, you know, it's just scary as well. I mean, like, he's just like the best, you know what I mean? So to be compared to the king, it's just like, whoa.
And people are saying you sound a bit like Frank Ocean. Don't you just get a bit tired of getting compared to people? I bet you just want to be you, not them.
Yeah, you know, I'm obviously trying to, like, you know, do my thing as well. I'm obviously influenced by other artists and stuff. But yeah, I mean, like, I guess people always want to, I mean, if it's like a new artist or something that the sound haven't really heard, or just, you know, just for a while, or, yeah, I think they need someone to compare, or someone to compare it to. So, but yeah, it's all love at the end of the day, man. Like, these are huge compliments, so it's all good.
And one thing that sticks out kind of in your music, and a lot of people have said it as well, is your voice, your singing voice, which is awesome, off the hook. But where did you learn how to sing? How did you learn how to sing?
I just started singing, really. Yeah, I mean, like, I come from a musical family, so, like, always been messing around with vocals and instruments and stuff like that. And but yeah, like, I didn't really like take singing lessons or anything like that, or singing like choirs. I mean, I played I still do play at my church, but yeah, I've never like really, you know, been up for singing.
It's so you stayed behind the scenes. Choir. Why didn't you join the choir?
Yeah. Well, it's never too late. I can still do it.
That's awesome. That must get quite a lot, though, when you're getting compared to different people. And obviously social media as well. Like, how are you finding that with, you know, people sending you their feedback and everything through tweets, people you've never met?
Oh, it's an amazing feeling, man. Like, it's you know, it's I'm so grateful, and, you know, for like, all the love and support from, like, you know, from all the people from social media. And yeah, it's just really inspiring, you know, makes me want to carry on doing it. I mean, I'll always be doing it, even if no one likes it or no one cares. Like, I'll just do it for the love anyhow. But it's amazing, man. It's really amazing.
And I want to talk about your process as well, because I understand that before, a few years ago, you were actually just writing songs, but you didn't actually put anything out. But obviously now you've fully come out, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been writing and producing songs for a long time with, like, me and my cousins and stuff like that, and since I'm like probably like 16, 17, and started playing in Jessie Ware's band, and then she asked me like what else I did, I told her, oh yeah, I produce and like write a little bit, and she asked me to send her some stuff, so I did, and she was like, dude, man, this is wicked, you got to do something with this. So she literally kind of, you know, brought me out my shell.
Have you always been a singer? Because, like, one thing I was saying earlier actually was that there's a huge stigma, isn't there, around men singing. Like, you know, when people look at Drake, they say, oh, you know, Drake's not a good rapper or whatever because he's singing, or he's not hard enough. But you sing so soulfully in your songs, and I think it sounds amazing. But do you ever feel uncomfortable sometimes putting music out there where you're singing and it's all coming from your heart, coming from your chest?
Yeah, so I think at first I was like, okay, yeah, whoa, everyone's watching now, and yeah, there's this whole stigma about singing, and, like, you know, yeah, but But now, like, I don't really, not anymore. Mm. But yeah, there was before, I would say, though. But yeah, that needs to go because it just holds you back. So.
And are you working on more songs that are quite personal as well?
Yeah, no, for sure. The second album is going to be personal. Like, all of it's going to be personal.
How That's personal?
Very personal, very personal. I mean, like, the first one was like, I haven't really lived yet, you know what I mean? Like, now, like, a lot of the songs from the first album, they're really old. Like, a lot of them were written, like, you know, years ago, where I hadn't really lived. So now I have, like, kind of thing, you know. I mean, you know, every day is new and you experience something, you know, every single day. But my second album is going to be very, very personal. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing that with everyone.
Awesome.